The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. When I read the word Babel in today's reading, I thought of the story about a young man who was desperately in love with a lovely young woman. He wrote many love letters to her, but never had the courage to send them. Then one day, he had the opportunity to visit her alone. He was beside himself with joy, and when he met her, he pulled out the many letters he had written and began to read them to her. After some time, the young woman looked at him and said, "Here I am, sitting beside you, and all you do is read me those letters. Why don't you just love me?" Our prayer is the expression of who we believe God is for us and who we are for God. If God is truly our Father, our Mother, then do we have to name every need, every desire we have, in order to be noticed by our God? Jesus tells us that just as good parents know what their child needs, God already knows what we need. We do not need to waste time and energy babbling about what we think we need, always agitated, always concerned and worried about having all our needs met. In the Our Father, we have a way to pray that we know is pleasing to God, since the prayer comes directly from Jesus. To call God our Father, our Mother, is to know who we are in relationship to God and who God is for us, and to take delight in that relationship. We pray that God's name be hallowed. We confess God is holy. To know that God is God and we are not. That God is our Creator, our Redeemer, our Sanctifier, our Beloved. And that without God, we would not exist. We pray that God's kingdom come, that God's will be done. To realize that we are all connected and that God's desire is for us to be one in love. To desire to work and live to help bring that kingdom about that God wills for us and for all our brothers and sisters. When we ask for our daily bread, we are expressing our trust in God's love and promise that all our needs will be met, without our having to name each need or even each person in need. We ask for forgiveness as we trust that our desire to forgive others will unite with Jesus' act of forgiveness for his persecutors, realizing that our desire may be weak, but trusting that God will bring that grace in us to fruition. We ask for the grace to turn away from temptation and evil, to always remain faithful to our relationship as a son or daughter of our loving God. Books have been written about the Our Father. Countless sermons and homilies have been preached. St. Therese of Lisieux could often not get beyond the first two words, "Our Father." When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we are expressing our trust in our God, who loves us more than we can imagine, believing that God will certainly give us what we need, to physically, emotionally, and spiritually.